Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I need some help. This is kind of my group therapy Wednesday. Someone out there probably has an answer for me. But if you've been following along at all with my life story, we recently got a new dog, a rescue dog. We have a Pomeranian named Rico, and we adopted another Pomeranian named Rico.
Yeah.
But we renamed him into Rupert, and that has worked out pretty well. Okay. He's already seemed to learn the new name. But he is an interesting critter. He's 2 years old. And he still acts like a puppy in many ways. And one of those ways is, unlike our other dog who's 7 or 8 now, this guy goes around trying to find anything and everything he can eat in our house. Mm-hmm. Whether it should be eaten or not, whether we're trying to keep him out of it or not, he eats it.
Same, Rupert.
And we had problems very early on when we got him. He ate the ears off a dog's toy and then threw it up, and they were afraid he had clogged one of his intestines, and it was a pain in the neck until he passed the thing.
Huh.
But
that it was a pain somewhere else too.
It probably was for him. It was for me because I was cleaning up stuff all over the house.
It's always fun though when they had to eat something funky like that. You have to go, you know, do a little treasure hunt.
Well, you got a little dog, too.
Yeah.
And little dogs are far more likely to get clogged up by something like that. Like, I had a neighbor who had a big Labrador Retriever, and it would go take poops in the backyard, and when the rain washed away, there'd be, like, a giant baseball that had been chewed into pieces in a pile, like plastic, just in a pile underneath it all.
My friend's dog swallowed a sock.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And he eats bark.
Well, I was telling you about, there was a story in the news where a dog swallowed, like, 41 socks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was like that magician trick where you just pull in the...
Yeah, they're all tied together.
Yeah. The dog's trying to get away, and it's a big tug-of-war scene.
So, yesterday, my wife had done some cleaning up looking for our lost ring, and she was in a hurry, so she ended up leaving a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups on the bed. I came home and found the foil wrappers scattered everywhere. So I knew online they say never give a dog chocolate.
Right.
So I went online and I plugged it into all these calculators about how much chocolate did my dog eat? Is it going to be okay? Every one of them is like, your dog is going to die. Call the poison control center and call your vet right now.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh man, I don't even know completely how many he ate. I don't know.
You know what's so funny? If you would have left dark chocolate there, he probably would have just passed by that and said,
who eats that?
I want dark chocolate.
I wouldn't bank on it because that's what kills him.
I'm teasing.
But I called Dr. Pursley. He's awesome. So he looked up the ingredients and he says, honestly, he says, the stuff about milk chocolate is very conservative. It's not as dangerous as it seems on the internet. Milk chocolate just doesn't have much of the stuff that's bad for him. He said, I'm more worried about if it has xylitol, the artificial sweetener in it, because that will kill a dog. So we looked at the ingredients and it didn't have xylitol in it. But this dog will, he goes digging around for any food he can find. He finds stuff we don't even know is laying around behind beds and stuff, and he eats it.
Does he eat your other dog's food?
They have like, their own. They just share their food.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if dogs could do that or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my problem is, I was writing my wife this morning on text. I'm like, he's not going to make it to 3 years old if he eats everything he finds.
Well, I told you I had that Australian Shepherd that ate the linoleum floor in the middle of my kitchen.
I remember that.
And ate my bedpost and all kinds of stuff.
Maybe that's the lesson I need to take from this.
Get rid of it.
No, don't worry about it. He can eat anything, apparently. But with a little dog, if he gets into the wrong thing, it's going to kill him.
So you're more worried about him dying than him destroying all your furniture and stuff.
He's not big enough to destroy all my furniture and stuff, but he is likely to chew on something and eat something to kill him.
Who wouldn't be worried about your dog? That's materialistic stuff.
No, I was just kind of curious.
I'm more concerned about a dog than a bed.
But you go to sit down at a table, and all of a sudden the table leg's gone, and you're sitting there and the table tips over.
You've seen my dog. He's like, he fits in your hand.
But I'm saying other people, it's not about you right now.
It is about me. This is my group therapy, and I am looking for help on how to keep my dog alive.
There's other people out there where they've got big dogs that chew up all kinds of stuff.
It's called training.
They make sprays that you can spray on stuff.
I don't even know where some of this stuff is. Like, there's a Mento behind the bed, and he comes out with it.
But it's called be more responsible, period.
I don't know if you can be as responsible as this dog is irresponsible.
Your life's busy. You're taking care of kids. You're trying to pay bills. You're trying
to
go to the grocery store.
Okay.
You're busy playing video games. You got to get through this level.
Thank you. Plus, the house has been there for 10 years before he got there. There's all kind of stuff the other dogs didn't go looking for, but this dog does.
I will say, if you do spray that apple like vinegar or something, and it comes in a bottle, you start spraying stuff all around the house, because my dog did it at first, and now he doesn't chew on too much of anything. So
I just got to spray apple vinegar on it.
I don't know. It's apple something. You buy it at the dog store, PetSmart.
Are you talking about apple cider vinegar? Is it something like that?
It's I just thought it was apple. It smells nasty, like some kind of rotten apples.
Could be that then.
Yeah. I really don't want my house to smell like that, I don't think.
Yeah, come over. Man, your house is disgusting.
Would you rather have a bad smell or a dead dog?
I would like to find a solution that didn't require either. but
eating outside the kitchen.
Like I said, there's stuff still in our house from 10 years ago that he's finding.
That's what you do. You put a sign up for a dog at dog level so he can read it.
No food past this spot.
I'm thinking maybe just put him in a muzzle all day long. Take it off when he gets to eat. I know that doesn't seem nice.
Same thing applies with teenagers. It's like they eat you out of house and home.
Yeah.
It's like they eat everything.
Yeah.
And they leave the pizza under the bed for a month.
Where's the bag of Doritos? Those are from Costco. It was a family bag.
I don't care if he eats the pizza under the bed. It's the stuff that's going to kill him I'm trying to watch out for. I guess he's just eventually going to learn or not learn, and we'll either have one or two dogs. I hadn't figured out much else to do but hope and pray.
Someone texted in and said enrichment toys to keep him busy.
We have those. He eats them.
Well, I hope everything works out for you, Tom.
I know, right?
Don't think we can help you out here.
I'm looking for help because I don't know what to do either. Bless his heart.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, it's Secretary's Day or Administrative Professionals Day, and we're saluting them all week long. Well, what are you going to do for your secretaries or administrative professionals? 20% of managers say they're not going to do anything. We're good. We're not going to do a thing.
Well, I got an idea. Uh-huh. And you said we're going to celebrate them all week long.
Yeah.
Why don't you celebrate them all year long like you should?
There you go. That's good.
Exactly.
Well, here's what they said the breakdown will be. 43% will have a celebration at lunch or work. So that's kind of good. Just throw them a little lunch. Maybe buy them a sandwich or something.
Or they'll have some cake. Hey, here you go. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah.
40% will get a present or a gift card or flowers for Secretary's Day.
That's nice. I'd go with the gift card.
Mm-hmm. Definitely gift card.
35% will praise them during a meeting. Woohoo! Let's all applause and give them a big round of applause for the secretaries and administrative professionals.
Well, I think that's also a good idea, but you don't just do that alone.
And then 27% will give them a handwritten thank you note.
That's nice too.
Woohoo!
And keep in mind, it's these executive assistants, is how I'll call them.
Okay.
They are the ones that buy all the gifts for the boss.
Yeah, can I go
buy go get a gift card for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. It's still a gift card.
I bought me a Secretary's Day gift card.
Well, if you let me do it during work, I get to run some little errands during work, now I have to sit at the office. That's not so bad.
Well, apparently, there's a difference between bosses and secretaries, and they are being underappreciated. And I've got the differences right in front of me. For example, when a boss takes a long time, he's just being thorough. But when you take a long time, you are slow. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, you're going to encourage some today.
When your boss doesn't do something, he's just too busy. When you don't do something, you are lazy. So, big difference there.
Yeah.
I feel like you hire an administrative assistant like that to do those things, though. That's what they're there to do, those things, so you can do whatever things you do, and that's why you're paying them.
And if you want to be like the boss, be a boss.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to
I was told that
appreciate
once.
The secretaries here. Well, so
this has taken a turn.
Yeah. Yeah. When your boss makes a mistake, he's only human. But if you make a mistake, you're an idiot.
Okay, wow. You shouldn't be calling someone an idiot.
I know.
I mean, that's horrible. I mean, oops.
When your boss pleases his boss, he's being cooperative. But when you please your boss, you're being a brown noser.
Wow. Okay. I can see that.
All right. I thought this would go differently.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
When your boss is out of the office, he's busy. But when you're out of the office, you're just wandering around wasting the company's time. And then when your boss is off for a day of sickness, he must be very ill. But when you're off for a day of being sick, you're always sick. Why are you always taking sick days?
What is the point? Is this supposed to be encouraging? Encouraging us to get rid of bosses?
It's not.
Is that what this
nice.
Is?
No, I'm just saying
I'm on board.
I think the bosses underappreciate the administrative professionals. So yeah. I was just drawing the differences between the bosses and secretaries.
He just wanted to remind them of their position while we celebrate them today.
Go get your gift card.
Good luck. I mean, do you not see that you kind of might have drug him down a little right now?
You did me, and I'm not even a secretary.
Not at all. I was trying to show them that there's a difference between the bosses. It's like they always, I mean, it's obvious, very exaggerated comments there. Hmm. It's not equal playing ground for the boss and for you.
Right, and you're telling them that on the one day they're supposed to be appreciated. You're like, hey, we appreciate you, but hey, you get treated like crap, yeah. Don't you?
Oh. Know your position.
Oh. You guys do great work. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this here's some things secretaries would love to tell their boss to do for themselves.
Oh, my.
Get their own coffee.
Yeah.
Answer their own phones.
Yeah.
Shop for their spouse.
Get it.
Take your own notes.
Yeah.
And make your own travel plans and pick up your own laundry.
So what's she going to do?
What do you mean she? Why would you say that? Yeah.
Okay, what's the secretary going to do?
Administrative professional.
What's the administrative professional going to do? Nothing, because they're not going to have a job.
Exactly.
Play on Facebook like the rest of us.
But without getting paid now.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's a top thing you don't want to hear from your secretary. Hey, I'll be right with you, sir. After I do this post on Facebook, or buy these shoes on Amazon.
Let me finish this BuzzFeed quiz. I got to figure out what kind of coffee I am.
And I'll be right with you, okay?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk about some irritating things right now. They asked people, what are the common everyday irritations that you have to deal with, and which ones bother you the most?
Ooh, the alarm clock going off.
They didn't mention that one. I think that's because you actually program that irritation yourself.
Okay.
Having to physically get out of bed.
That one is also a decision you make.
Traffic?
Traffic is definitely one of them.
Got another one, allergies.
Allergies, not mentioned, but that's a good one.
It makes you cranky. Like, I mean, you got all that pollen all over your car. You got to get your car washed every other day, and your nose is running.
And I think this is the worst year for me. And, you know, now when you cough in public, people look at you weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to, it's allergies.
Yeah.
I swear it is.
All right. There's a consistent theme among many of these that I'm going to identify for you here. And I think whenever you look at it from this perspective, it makes even more sense.
All right.
The last person in the bathroom who uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
Mm.
Now, the reason I believe this and many other irritations are so annoying is it's not about the roll of toilet paper or the little amount of work that it may be to replace it. It's the disrespect that you feel from the other person, that they were too good to bother to do that, and that they think you are so much lower than them that they don't have to worry about treating you nicely.
Same thing if they drink all the milk or the juice, and they don't throw it away.
Okay, if there's still a little bit left, though, you can have like a swallow or a little swig of that orange juice or soda.
Now, are you talking about like at home with your family? Because as long as I can reach around to the cabinet and grab another one, I don't care. If it's at work and a coworker doesn't replace it, and then there's none in there at all.
Yeah.
Then I get a little upset.
Well, sometimes you're busy, though. I'm like, you know what? You got to do a quick cleanup, and you got stuff to do, and you just set it on top. Right?
So you're defending the people who don't change it out.
Absolutely, yeah.
I kind of expected that.
Okay.
Honestly, you tend to think what you're doing is very important and maybe more important than what the next person needs to do, so you do it.
Well, he's scrolling on his phone right now.
Okay. I know, right?
Well, here's the reason why. I want to show y'all a picture, because Mia was over at my house the other day, my fiance. So she's like, and she took a picture of the toilet paper roll, which they were still, you see, there's some still left on
there. Yeah, you don't want to throw that away. You can blow your nose with that.
She says, my fiance loves me so much, he doesn't change toilet paper rolls because he knows it's just the right amount for me when I have to go to the bathroom. So he starts using a new roll, but he always sits it on top of the tiny bit left for me so I can put a new row on when I'm done. He's the best.
She's either amazing at sarcasm or you need to marry her yesterday.
It's both.
Yeah. Don't give her too much time to keep thinking about this.
She's talented. She really is. But you know
She's
what?
Funny.
This is exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, but I'm usually like the only one really using my bathroom.
Okay.
So I just set it up there sometimes. And some, you know what? Those roller things too, you know, they always talk about, You want the mullet cut for your toilet paper. I like to get the toilet paper and just go around real fast, like in a circle, and get that a bunch of toilet paper.
Oh, I'd rather not have it on a roll.
Yeah, I'd rather sit on the back of my toilet.
Yeah, but because I don't have one in my bathroom anymore. But the thing is, why don't you put the new roll on there and put the old roll on top of
Well,
that
apparently I have irritated a few people this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't marry you.
No, I just got 9 more of these, but you're fine.
Oh, okay, sorry.
When someone could hold the door for you, but they don't, again, it's a disrespect issue. It's like, it's not that you have to open the door for yourself, it's the how rude this person was.
Adding to that, you hold the door open for someone who doesn't say thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's another disrespect, right?
But that doesn't bother me. I'm like, they might be busy. They got a lot of stuff going on. I did the nice thing by holding the door.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, how close are you to them? I mean, if you're right behind them and they don't choose to open the door. But if I'm several steps back, I'm okay letting the door slam because I can open it.
Well, there's that how many steps ratio that you got to go. Like, if I hold the door, they got to kind of scooch along faster, and you make them do some exercise, right. But you don't want to do that.
Okay, cyclists who hog the road. We got a lot of cyclists here in the upstate, and when that happens, you immediately feel disrespected. Like, they're more important than the people with cars, and it makes you frustrated.
I was at the ice cream station in Simpsonville, and they got the bicycle shop right there. And a guy just glared at me because there's a little stop sign there, and he was on his phone just kind of walking real, real slow on purpose. And I was about to, you know, and so I was just kind of going along slowly. I stopped for a second, and then I was, and he gave me the dirtiest look. And I'm like, did he just do that? I stopped like I was supposed to. He pointed to the stop sign.
Wait, he was slowly crossing the road.
He was pushing his bike to this bicycle shop and on his cell phone at the same time. I'm like, that was kind of weird.
So you ran a stop sign?
Not at all. Oh. No, I'm just saying. And a lot of times you'll see some bicyclists with their cell phone on. I'm like, no, that's very dangerous.
Okay. Slow walkers when you're in a hurry. Also, slow people in the left lane.
Okay, that was the part of second date update.
Bad parkers who take up more than one space. Again, not that big a deal, but it's the idea they didn't have respect for anyone else, that they were so special they get two parking spaces.
Especially when it's a small lot.
Yes. Or a big lot, but it has 1,800 handicapped expectant mother and pickup spots that you can't park in.
You really don't like to be disrespected, do you?
I think if you look at these, Hawk, no one does, because that's what most of these are about.
But you know what? It eats you up more than anybody else. Like, just park a couple of rows down. Like, and walk a little bit more.
What if there are no more parking spaces and the one space left, one guy
was parked. Well, that's a different situation.
Well, that's what I was saying.
If there's a few more parking spaces, don't let it bother you and ruin your day.
I would say 90% of the time, I agree with you, but there is like once a month where I'm like, about everything, and I don't care what it is. I'll be like, get out of my way.
I get it.
Also, when someone doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it. Again, most of the time, if someone lets their dog poop in your yard, it's going to go away with the next rain. But it makes you angry because the disrespect involved. They didn't use that little plastic bag. We even put them on our mailbox so you can just grab one if you need to.
Oh, wow, that's good.
But you know what? They're so special. They can't be bothered to pick up their dog's poop, even if it's in your yard.
Okay, but you assume a lot that you know exactly they're doing this out of revenge.
I'm not assuming anything. All I know is they let their dog poop in my yard.
When Coda was really, really sick and he was going whenever, wherever, couldn't help it, and it was on the walking path, John would go back and get buckets of water and bring it back to rinse it off.
That's
so
cool.
If he can do all that, you can pick up your dog's Poughkeepsie.
Well, I do want to thank my neighbor who actually picked up their scooped up, which I don't care. You let your dog use my yard. It doesn't bother me. But somebody did, and they left the little blue bag on my sidewalk right in front of my house.
Oh, I always throw down the gutter and by the drain.
Yeah,
I would never leave it in someone's yard. That's rude.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to add that to the list.
Well, it's not on there yet.
No wonder Reedy River's messed up.
Well, that is a community trash can that's conveniently located right there. The drain of the street.
Well, in that case, don't include the bag. Just sweep it over into there.
Oh, that's nasty. I ain't doing that.
Yeah. Apparently, we are irritating some folks here in the upstate.
Well, it does seem like most of those irritants are caused by someone not respecting other people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need to work on, folks.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what
Did I spell it right?
Yeah. First time.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
How long should a silent treatment episode last?
1 minute. I do not believe the silent treatment is a good thing for a relationship.
No, huh?
I believe it should last for a long time. Does it with me? No.
Okay, so you don't do the silent treatment very often?
Oh, no, I do. I just don't last because I'll be like, do you see that bird? Dadgummit, I forgot we're not supposed to be talking.
Yeah, I will say this. For a lot of women, they think they're punishing their man, but they're not. He's like, oh, awesome quietness.
Until dinner time comes and there's nothing cooked for him.
No, I said silent treatment, not being a wife treatment.
But that'll come along.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Oh, if I'm mad at you, you're going to suffer in every aspect.
So now my wife, not the silent treatment person. We could be having a blowout fight. I'll be sitting there simmering and stewing, and then she'll be like, what are we having for dinner? And I'm like, aren't we still mad at each other? I forgot about that 30 minutes ago. I'm like, oh my God, I've been sitting here sweating this whole thing. I thought I was still in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times I was watching some message or something that was talking about how guys, they want respect, and the women won't give them respect because they're not getting what they want in the relationship, which is attention and, affection. So it's like this continuous cycle, and all of a sudden it's like both of you are giving silent treatments.
I haven't found that many times in relationships where the women were wanting affection as much as you said.
Well, not like that. I'm talking about paying attention to them and listening to them.
Well, that's different than affection.
Okay. So how long should the silent treatment last? Top answers on the board. Here we go. 1 hour was the number one answer.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a good time to simmer down, calm down, and get over your stuff. I think a half hour would be better, but an hour is not crazy.
Well, and you know what? Also, I saw some research where it says a guy needs some time. Like when he walks away or you're in a conversation and kind of gets heated, he has to have times to process what actually is going on. Why am I in trouble? I need to go. I got to back out of this argument, try to figure this out so he's not being disrespectful.
I think there's also a situational element to this, because if you're on a road trip, an hour is a long time for a silent treatment. But if you're just in the house and you're going over somewhere else and hopping on the TV or your phone, it's not as bad.
Yeah, good luck walking away during a road trip. Tuck and roll, buddy. Tuck and roll.
It's awkward silence. Like, you know, should I just say something and break the ice?
I upset my wife on a road trip once to Florida. That was not a good time to get the silent treatment.
Mm-hmm. A day was number two on the list is how long silent treatment lasts.
That's a brutal relationship.
I agree. Listen, it gets worse, Tom.
I know.
Yeah, number three was a week.
Is this the women or the men saying this?
It's the women.
Okay.
Yeah, so the women are the ones giving most of the silent treatments in the research.
Okay, so women want to give silent treatments and men want to leave? Is that what you were saying?
They'll walk away to try to process, you know, what is the problem? Why is she angry?
I'm sorry, but I think that's a dysfunctional relationship when you're doing a week of silent treatment.
I agree. Well, listen, the fourth answer was a month, Tom. A woman would give a month silent treatment to the guy.
I'm betting he's getting conversation from somewhere else during that month.
You don't need, you cannot be doing that, ladies.
I guess it depends on what he did.
That's true also, but even then, you need to go ahead and solve the problem, or I don't know, I'm talking out my butt here because I don't have to deal with some of the things these people do, but God bless you if you have a situation where you need silent treatment for a month.
But it's also not healthy to leave during a fight, and there are ways to handle it where you're like, I just need a minute to cool down, I'll be back in a minute, but like if you're just up
leaving. You don't walk out and not give them, we need to simmer down, give me a few seconds. Yeah, you're not just going to walk out while they're sitting there screaming at you.
And that's why she's like, oh, I'll let you have your time to simmer down. I'll see you in a month.
Yeah.
Be sure you say we need to simmer down and not you need to simmer down. Because that'll extend the silent treatment even longer.
Yeah, and there's nothing worse than getting in a fight before you show up at a party or something. All the other people know. They know, like, when the couple comes in and all of a sudden they go their separate ways. It's like, something's up with their relationship.
Okay, now we have done that. And when we get to the party, we're like, everything's fine. You would have no idea. And we'll get back in the car and John will be like, that was fun, huh? And I'm like, we're not speaking.
That's it. Put on a show for the friends.
But that's a good idea, too. You don't want everyone else to see your battles, you know?
Because you know you're going to make it out on the other end, but you just need your minute to be mad.
But still, it's like, you've already gone through like 2 hours at a party, having hors d'oeuvres. Mm-hmm. And
that makes total sense, because people have these different masks that they wear
situations. I understand the mask, but I'm like, at that point, it's like, forgive and forget. You've shared hors d'oeuvres and drinks together. And
did you not hear her? She says, we're still not talking.
Had a laugh or so.
Oh, I'll be sitting there and be like, hey, hon, did you try this? These are so good. And he'll be like, hey, those were, don't you talk to me. We're still fighting.
Wow. Yeah.
You're good at this, Tori.
I'm basically an actress.
There are times I'm glad I'm single.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
You get the silent treatment a lot, don't you?
I don't speak to me for days.
And if you do, you need to call a doctor about that.
Cato, you're in a dysfunctional relationship.
I kind of am, Tom.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.